Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Brett Kavanaugh's pathway to the Supreme Court. It has proved to be more circuitous than a drunken snake on a bobsled run. Highlighted by that contentious hearing where the nominee ranted and raved and cried and sneered and claimed to like beer. Far from his self-betrayal as a sober, non-partial umpire, Brett Kavanaugh demonstrated the temperament of a bratty fifth grader who got caught in a lie and then tried to bluff his way through using overwrought indignation. Methinks the lady doth protest too much. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake struck a deal with the rest of his Senate Judiciary Committee for an abbreviated FBI investigation into the allegations before the full Senate voted on confirmation, with an emphasis on the abbreviated. The White House purportedly limited the scope of the investigation, prompting Democrats to call the inquiry a travesty of a mockery of a sham, and Republicans to call Democrats predictable. According to various insiders, the FBI neglected to interview Brett Kavanaugh or his accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, which is akin to neither interviewing the driver nor the victim of a hit and run. The list of potential witnesses the FBI did meet with allegedly includes Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Alex Jones, and Kanye West. The report has been finished and submitted, but to say they are making it hard to read is like saying that active lava makes a substandard base for a nice Hawaiian punch. All 100 senators, in one-hour increments, have to share a single physical report, which is probably little more than a third copy Xerox of a smudged mimeograph and can only be read in a darkened room with the drapes pulled in 8-point type printed in yellow and translated into Egyptian hieroglyphics. Outside of that, available to all, but not you or me. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.